your name again, sir, and speak up a little loud.
My name is Luis Antonio Serrano Mireles, ABC number is 322814.
Okay, so
that's mine.
Who's that?
Mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will be reading your hearing, so just hold on while he gets his paperwork together. He'll be with you shortly, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Okay, I know this is repetitive, but for the record, will you state your complete name and your ABC number again, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Luis Antonio Serrano Mirello. ABC number is 322814.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Morales, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I can pronounce it without making a mess. You're appointed for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning, sir, in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my very far right, the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to my left is the Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right, I'm swearing you, Mr. Turner, in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do. I also need to make an amendment to the warrant, sir.
Yes, sir.
The date of offense towards the top,
right,
at 7/18/2016.
Uh-huh.
The actual date is 9/23/16.
9/23/16. Okay, thank you, sir. Hang on just a moment, Mr. Morales. I'll forget if I don't do this. Okay. So we're going to be conducting two phases today, sir. And phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the phase two, we will determine whether to reinstate or revoke your community supervision. I'm going to start phase one, and what I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I'm done, I'll ask you if it's true or false. If it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Turner and then talk about it, okay? All right. Allegation number one, violation of error in the condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Community Bridges, 2770 East Van Buren Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Parentheses is CBI on or about April 4, 2018 for detox is verbally directed on April 4, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the initiative of Mr. Morales, I will move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he had lapsed or was about to lapse and couldn't raise for company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, and written by Mr. Canomas, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Morales was released from ABC custody on 1/3/2018 and arrested on 4/30/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 4/30/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/6/2018 with 26 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, commitment A, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2016, commitment B, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. no prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2, no STG information noted, no prior terms of supervision, no disciplinary is noted. There were other arrests, however, they were either unknown, dismissed, or no charges were filed. He has a GV score of G1B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Merrill, would you go over a summary of your case supervision? Well, it looks like you were released from prison on January 3rd, 2018, and had an approved residence of 228 West Beverly Road in Phoenix, Arizona. That was your last known address. Did you stay at that address the entire time you were out, sir?
Yeah, I did. My fiance and my two kids live there with me, yeah.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you're out, sir?
Yes, I was currently working for Sunset Concrete. I'm a concrete finisher.
Are you a finisher or were you a laborer?
No, I'm a finisher.
A finisher?
Yeah, I started working as a laborer when I was 18.
Well, that's good.
Now I'm a finisher.
That's some hard work.
Yeah.
Right.
I was kind of interrupting with what I had to do with parole, you know, but,
right.
You know, I think this is the area I'm staying, and I'm here now.
Well, it is good though, so, you know, you have a skill and you can put it to use with some good employment. A lot of people struggle when they get out with employment. So, it looks like that your referral task when you first got out and did your intake, you had, looks like just three that you were responsible for. The first one was negative. The second time you did not drop a sample. And it doesn't look like there's a makeup drop there. And then in March, on the 15th, you were positive for amphetamines. Initially, you referred to SAGE for substance abuse. And you abscounded in prior to completing the SAGE program. So, why did you relapse, sir?
I was going through some problems, you know, and at the end of the day, I wasn't up for it with my counselor at first. So I was kind of, you know, sketchy to, you know, some of my problems, and I relapsed. And I was going to graduate from the SAGE program the last class that I had to go to, and basically she dropped me. And but before when that when I tested positive for methamphetamines, I went to St. Louis Behavioral Health for detox, and I showed him the paperwork, because my parole officer, I showed him the paperwork that I went there. I detoxed there for from 3 to 7 days. And then after that, I kind of just lost communication with my parole officer. It was my mistake, you know, I should have just went straight forward to him and told him what was going on. But, you know, this was my first go-around. I didn't know how to react to it.
Yes, it looked like your PO was trying to be helpful.
Yeah, he was trying to help me out.
But you didn't go to the program, so you know he couldn't do much about that. So you scoundrel, where did you go for that 26 days?
I stayed at my house, and then also I was going to my mom's house. I was working the whole time. Actually, the morning that they, April 30th, I was getting out of work, and they pulled me over right down 16th Street in Southern. My mom's house is on 16th Street, and I came here basically down the street.
Okay. Yeah, that, when you quit contacting your PO, it makes it kind of difficult. I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Fury, you have some information.
Yes, sir. I'd like to read OMS entry from his parole officer. On 4/14/2018, Officer Hayes contacted the offender's emergency contact, Desiree Tellis, the fiance, via phone at her residence of 228 West Beverly Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85041. She stated to Officer Hayes that she has not seen or heard from the offender since 4/11/2018 and had no idea how to contact him.
Okay, thank you, sir. No questions from the board? Okay, sir, we're going to be nearing the end of your hearing now. The board will go into discussion to make a determination, but before we do that, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think you want us to know, but we ask that you don't repeat the information you've already given us. Again?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry that I violated. This is my first violation, and I'm sorry that you guys had to take your time to hear me out. I did tell me that my parole officer contacted them, and at that time I wasn't in my right state of mind, and I made a mistake. I should have just contacted him because he was trying to help me out. I know I have 30 days left to kill my number, but I thought I'd hear that my wife's pregnant with my third child, and I'm the only one that's bringing in income. So, you know, whatever you guys agree to do, I appreciate it. And at the end of the day, I made a mistake, and now I'm here for it. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we want you to stay on the phone, and you can hear the entire discussion and our decision. And when we're done, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
All right. Thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Well, this is definitely unfortunate. He has a pretty clean record. And got tied up with some drugs, but relapsed. But the biggest problem we had was following instructions and talking to his PO, and then he was down for 26 days. And the 26 days I have trouble going past, and he only has about 31 days left on his sentence, so I don't think he's a good candidate for return community supervision at this time. But I'm willing to listen to any discussion from you and my fellow board members.
I agree with you, sir.
All right, thank you. Well, based on all the information, we're on 2018W1104, the testimony of Mr. Morales, and all the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Morales as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapsed or about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Thomas, moved by Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We want you to succeed, and we suggest you make a good plan of what you're going to do when you do get out on or about July 6th, 2018. Which isn't too far away, but make a good plan and figure out what you're going to do about not relapsing on the drugs. If you've got a baby that you need help take care of, you can't do it by spending your money on drugs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for appearing today. This will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 or the next inmate on the phone. Thank you.